Good morning.
Good morning.
And what shall we discuss, my friend?
Well, I thought we would start with a progress assessment on my revealing exercises, my revealing process, and go from there.
Oh.
And what I mean by assessment was that you perhaps could offer one to me.
But what I would ask first is, in this process, what would you say has been the most challenging?
Let me see. I would say the most challenging is maintaining the focus of attention upon it. And we've talked about this, about, you know, the focal points and so forth. That's one aspect of it. I have...
You would say that is still a challenging point for you.
Not so much. I mean, it was, at, you know, for quite some time, but more recently, I've been experimenting with different things. And I know you suggested focal points to engage the thought mechanism, and that really didn't work for me so well as focusing upon the energy. And I know you said the energy may not be changing, and then therefore my attention would go elsewhere, and of course that's true, but I still felt that that worked better for me. Recently, what I've been doing instead is that I've been, I'm trying to describe this, I've been changing my perspective from, so when I sit down to engage this exercise, I change my perspective into one in which I view the world and everything around me as being an imagery that I create, okay? And so I focus on that. I focus on imagery, reminding myself this is my imagery, that it's all just imagery, and this is, I'm creating this imagery, and I am essence. And it's kind of that kind of perspective, and I find that that does engage me and maintains my focus in a direction that keeps the energy levels, you know, keeps the energy flowing.
That is excellent. I would say, as an assessment, that you are moving considerably well. What I would ask you, and that would be, in your experience when you do that, and when you focus in that capacity about imagery and looking at all of that imagery as what you are creating, you yourself, what or how would you describe your experience when you do that with the imagery itself?
Ah, okay. Well, there's some variations in that. A frequent experience in that would be that I see the imagery being altered. In other words, an alteration of perception. Nothing very significant, nothing very large, but for example, objects that appear to be moving even though they would not normally be moving. That's very, very frequent. Things appearing in my vision which don't really have a source that I can you know, attribute to something normal, let's say, to use that word, ordinary. And that would, you know, sometimes it's just a flash of something, sometimes it's like a streak, like as if a bird was flying across my vision or something like that. So I have those effects. Another effect is that the imagery sometimes kind of becomes, I was going to say out of focus, although that's not quite the word. It's more like it becomes infirm. It becomes like it's not as solid as it would be.
I understand. This is excellent. This is quite in the direction of what I was asking and the point, because what I was moving in the direction of is asking you this question in relation to creating things. That if you are focused on the imagery, then you are moving in a direction in which you can be now expanding that to being aware of how you actually create physical manifestations. That what you are describing actually is the beginning of being aware of how you do that, how you, as essence, are manipulating energy in the capacity of combining that with time and then creating actual physical manifestations or creating matter. In that, it is all moving. And for a time, it is somewhat out of focus. Because that would be, in a manner of speaking, the time factor before actually manifest physically. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Therefore, what I would say is this is quite exciting that you have moved to that point already in which you are actually beginning to experience yourself as essence in that capacity of the imagery, that you are creating it, and therefore you can begin to be aware of how you are creating it.
Now, in that, these experiences that I described, they are more observations. They are not in that I am aware of how I am creating. I am simply observing it.
Understand, but that is a beginning.
Okay.
I would be tremendously acknowledging you, my friend. That is a start point, a beginning point in which you have these awarenesses of the imagery, and you are already having the beginning point of becoming aware of how you create physically. Now, in that, what I would say to you in further practicing, I would encourage you in the direction of paying attention to how your perception interplays with that action of imagery.
And but the my perception creates the imagery, so I'm not quite clear on what you're saying there.
Precisely. And I'm therefore in that understand that what you are doing when you are creating physical manifestations is you are manipulating energy in a manner that combines with time and then intersects with perception to actually create the physical manifestation. That is the process. And as you are already beginning to engage experiences in relation to imagery, that is the first step of objectively becoming aware of what you are doing, how you are creating manifestations. But what I am saying here is in that process, I would encourage you to be paying attention to the aspect of perception in relation to any of the imagery. You don't have to be moving in the direction of paying attention to how you are actually creating matter yet. You will move to that point eventually, which is, in a manner of speaking, quite exciting that you are actually doing this. But I would say to you that at this point, you can begin to notice the interplay of perception with imagery. Even if it is not before the imagery, even if it is after the presentment of the imagery, you can begin noticing how the perception is interplaying with whatever it is that you present to yourself as imagery. Are you understanding?
Somewhat. I always think of perception as being a mechanism that actually manifests the energy, or rather manifests the imagery, and that it does so with, well, many factors taken into consideration and how that imagery is. So when you say the interplay of perception and imagery, I would like some clarification on that.
Every expression of imagery is something that has been created through perception. You understand that, yes?
Yes.
Very well. Therefore, everything that you can present to yourself or you can be observing in relation to imagery has already been projected by your perception. Therefore, there is an interplay between the image and that mechanism of perception. Therefore, in that, you can be paying attention to or observing or noticing what has influenced the perception in relation to that imagery that you are observing.
I understand.
Excellent.
Now, in my experiences, as I described to you, most of the imagery I'm viewing is very ordinary, very static. It's just furniture and, you know, whatever is surrounding.
But that, even that, is, can have significant interest, because everything that you are observing has an influence in relation to perception. How you observe it is different from how someone else observes it. And how you observe it is also influenced by other individuals, because even something as mundane as furniture or even a wall, there is a collective aspect to that. You will see a particular chair as being a particular color because you have agreed to create that chair in that color, or a wall that is a particular color, or the shape of a sofa. You create that through your perception with an influence of that interconnectedness, with an influence of the collective of other individuals that are agreeing, and you are participating in that agreement, to be creating that image of that sofa or that chair or that wall in a particular design, in a particular size, and with a particular color and a particular image.
Okay, I understand.
As although each one of you will create the image of that wall or chair or sofa slightly differently, the specifications of it will be very, very similar. The alterations of that are so slight that they are almost imperceptible. And that is because you are all interconnected, and you are generating the agreement of the image to be expressed in a particular manner. When you purchase a chair that has been manufactured, there are many of that particular design of chairs. And in that, each one that you purchase will be almost identical to each other one that has been manufactured. But you have created all of those that you include in your reality. But other individuals will also purchase the same chairs, and they will appear almost identical. They aren't quite identical, but they will appear almost so.
Yes, I understand that. Now, in the context of my experiences in these exercises, what is it I should be observing, or what can I be doing in order to further my progress in this direction?
Well, that is what I am encouraging you with and expressing to you, to be now at this point expanding that by not only observing the images, the imagery, but also attempting to observe and be aware of the perception in relation to that and the influences of perception in relation to that. Remember, essence, non-physically, does not incorporate perception. That is an objective mechanism. Therefore, outside of physical reality, there is no perception. That would be the reason that it would be significant to be connecting what you are observing with that mechanism of perception, and including in the observation how the perception is creating that, what is influencing the perception as it creates that image.
Yes, I understand now.
Which that can be a significant exercise that may occupy you for quite some time. Understand also, imagery is not always of physical manifestations, which you are aware of. Imagery can also include an expression of another individual, a behavior that another individual is expressing that you might be observing. And in that, that is also imagery, and that is also being received through your perception, therefore also being created by your perception.
Yes.
The examples of that that are easy to recognize are when one individual is expressing in a particular manner and another individual interprets their expression entirely different from how the individual intended their expression to be received or their behavior. In that, when there is that discrepancy, then you can obviously see more clearly the workings of the perception in that it has been influenced by something that the other individual did not intend. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Excellent. Therefore, this would be the benefit of being aware or observing how imagery is affected and influenced in relation to perception. What is influencing the perception and how that imagery is being created.
I understand. I will do some exploration in that direction. I would like to talk about my favorite focus, other focus, Elon Musk. Now, that individual is of considerable interest to me, because not only is he a focus of mine, but he is also has a, shall we say, a lifestyle and financial resources that I would very much like to experience for myself in this focus. Now, I asked you previously about experiencing other focuses and the extent to which that can be accomplished. I think you'd know or likely know where I'm going with this. Do you need further explanation?
What do you want to do?
Well, I'd like to step into that focus, but still be aware of what I am aware in this focus.
Very well. And you can. I would express that what is important is that you are maintaining your perspective and your perception. Therefore, it would be a combination of expressing a projection and engaging your empathic sense.
Okay, and if I succeed in this,
yes,
would that other focus become, I think, what you call primary position?
No. 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 What you would be doing is you would be stepping into that other focus and allowing yourself to experience that other focus, but you would still be you.
Mm. That's not exactly what I want to accomplish, though.
If you want to step into another focus and become that other focus, or as you expressed, have that other focus as your primary awareness, then that would be what you would be doing. You would be stepping into that other focus and becoming that other focus, and in doing so, actually, all you would be generating would be the disintegration of this focus.
Mm. And I like to understand that, because I am all of that. I am this focus, I am that other focus, I am other focuses which I'm not even objectively aware of. So why is it that, I mean, that focus is concurrent with me.
Correct.
So why would this focus disintegrate?
Because that is an entirely different attention. And you are already experiencing that. Therefore, if you took this focus and you merged it with that focus and merged it in a capacity in which the primary awareness of that focus would be the only primary attention, then this focus would disappear. It would disintegrate.
And what?
Because other focuses are occurring simultaneously, as you know. And in that, yes, it is all you. Therefore, in that, you already are experiencing that. From the perspective of essence, it would be redundant to be creating two of those same focuses, especially at the same time. Therefore, what would happen is one or the other would cease to exist. And since you want the other to be the primary awareness, then this would cease to exist.
And this primary awareness, and this is what I'm grappling with, is I'm trying to understand that. I mean, all focuses are, I was going to say equivalent. They're not equal, of course, because they're all different in many ways, but there's nothing special about one in relation to another. So where I'm coming from on this is, as I'm moving through this revealing process and I become more and more aware of myself as essence, then I would expect that I become more and more aware of myself in my various focuses simultaneously to some capacity.
Correct.
So I seem to be in this focus continuously, even though there are other focuses, some of which are even contemporary, and yet I have no objective knowledge or experience of them.
That would be the action of if you were wanting to experience that one other focus. Then that would be a matter of projecting and using your empathic sense while you were projecting. Now, if you want to move in a direction of essence, being aware of all of your focuses, not simply one, that would be entirely different.
Okay.
In that, well, I would say, actually, eventually you would. Because if you are moving in this direction of expressing yourself as essence fully in physical focus, then you would be aware of all of your focuses. And in that capacity, then, yes, you could easily simply move your attention and access different elements of your attention and therefore also accessing different qualities, different thought processes, different emotional expressions, different perceptions, different perspectives, all of it.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So this is where I'm coming from on this, is that I really like the wealth that individual has. And I guess on one hand, this is kind of maybe not important or shouldn't be important to me. But at this present point of where I am in this focus, I would be wanting to generate considerable money for myself. And I don't really care how this is accomplished. I mean, anything will do. And if that involves perhaps influencing that other focus in some manner to share it with me, a portion of it, that works too. Or if it involves me generating it in this focus, that's fine. I'm just looking for a way to do that. Now, I would like to temper those comments that I just made with the question of whether this is something that I should even be bothering with.
I would say that it isn't a matter of whether this is something you should be bothering with, because it is a matter of what interests you and what is important to you. Therefore, if that interests you and if that is important to you, then it is an experience that you might want to engage and you might want to explore. And in that, it would be a matter of deciding how you want to explore it. As I said, you could be generating a projection in relation to that specific individual and using your empathic sense in doing so. And in that, you could tap into his experience, his perception, how he thinks, how he engages, and what is important to him, which is a very important factor. And then emulate that in your focus, or use it as an example or even a blueprint. Or you could move in the other direction, in which you are expressing an awareness of all of your focuses, and then in that capacity, you could be engaging many of them that have been financially successful or materially successful.
Okay. I think part of my difficulty here is I don't have clarity myself in what I want to accomplish. I mean, and putting this into a different perspective, as I move forward with the revealing process in this focus, perhaps it's not important anymore. Perhaps I can generate whatever abundance I want and whatever capacity I want, and I should be content with that.
And what I would say to you in that piece is, you don't have to access other focuses to move in this direction. If you are moving in the direction of what we were discussing previously in relation to imagery and perception and creating that, you could do it yourself with your own inspirations and with whatever direction you yourself choose, because you would already be in a position of knowing how to create imagery and what influences that. What are the influences of perception that create certain manifestations? What are the influences of interconnectedness that add to it?
Yes.
And in that, you don't have to be connecting with any other focus, because you can directly engage that with your perception. You are already only a step away, I would say, if you are already observing imagery in the capacity that you are already beginning to see it differently.
And it's just a matter of me being patient and allowing the process to continue.
Correct. Yes. And in that, moving more in the clarity of perception and its interplay with imagery.
Okay, I can do this.
Yes, you can.
And as you likely know, patience is not one of my strongest attributes. How long do you think, what kind of time frames are we talking about here?
How much time are you engaging with this activity per day?
Well, that varies. I mean, one of the other challenges I have is presently getting the time. But I would say, generally speaking, an hour a day, and preferably when I can, 2 hours.
Very well. I would say, optimally, if you are engaging consistently every day and you are devoting this amount of time or more, I would say reasonably that approximately 6 months.
That's excellent. That is very excellent. I mean, even if it were like 2 years, that would be quite acceptable to me.
would say that it depends on how determined you are and how consistent you are. The consistency is important because in that it is a matter of genuinely, diligently engaging this action of observation with imagery and perception, but very much in relation to perception. Moving your attention farther than just the imagery.
Okay. And in that, are there specific methods, actions I can take to do that?
Describe precisely as you can what you are experiencing at this point when you are observing imagery.
I would say that it's pretty much what I already described to you. It's the first of all, the subjective feeling that I created, that is quite strong. There is the observation of the alterations, slight movements, the appearance of movement. Like, for example, on some occasions I will look at an object and simultaneously I see it move and I see it not move. In other words, if I focus upon the movement, it's animated. It like, for example, floor tile. It looks like it's waves in motion and I can see it, but at the same time I just slightly shift my attention and it becomes a floor tile and it's static. The other things I notice are I have at times experienced shifts in color, although this is somewhat unusual. I have experienced a shape suddenly appearing and then disappearing. And continue.
That, as you are observing, let us say you are looking at the floor tile and you are observing that and you see it moving and simultaneously you also see a floor tile not moving. And in that, as you are observing it, then it is a matter of moving your attention ever so slightly, because you can easily lose the image as you move your attention. Therefore, when you begin to be aware of it moving, shift ever so slightly your attention to question the perception. What is influencing that picture?
You mean simply pose that question to myself?
In a manner, yes. What is different with the perception? What changed? Or you can begin with looking at the floor tile as it is, as a floor tile, and that it is an inanimate object. And begin with an assessment of what influences your perception to create that inanimate object of that floor tile. What is influencing your perception about that floor tile, that you see it in the manner that you do? Then move into your exercise and allowing yourself in that direction in which you begin to see it move. And then after you are seeing it move and you have the imagery, then very slightly move your attention to your perception. What changed? What altered in your perception that allowed you now to see that tile moving?
I understand. Okay. What about other aspects of what occurs when I, as I progress with this? In other words, one of the things that is of keen interest to me is the presentation to myself of information. And I've had some experience with this, but nothing that I consider very significant. And that piece to me is quite important as well.
But I would say that piece would be automatically being exercised in an action or an exercise such as we have been discussing, because that is giving you information about the mechanism of perception and how it functions. And in that, that is exercising your attention in relation to information. How to pay attention to information that is incoming that is not familiar to you. Are you understanding?
Yes.
This is a matter of attention and a matter of using your attention in a capacity that you aren't accustomed to. Therefore, it is a matter of engaging your attention in the capacity of directing it to information that isn't familiar to you.
Okay. I understand. And in terms of the incorporation of my energy into, I think of it as incorporating into the focus, I'm not sure this is accurate or not, into the body consciousness, what's my progress on that? Is it still increasing, and where am I with this?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I would express yes. And these types of experiences that you are having are definite indicators of that.
Very well.
As you are allowing yourself to be engaging your senses. Therefore, you are incorporating that inclusion into the body consciousness more and more.
Yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeing what you see. You wouldn't be engaging your senses. You might begin to notice the inclusion of other senses also, in addition to sight.
Yes, I have had experiences, though not in this particular exercise, but in other contexts, sound has been a factor in that.
Yes, but I would also express to you that as you continue, you likely will begin to incorporate the other senses more. That is a tremendous indicator that you are moving that awareness of that being of essence more into the body consciousness.
Okay. Because that, I mean, that's my primary objective, is that.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Then I just have a couple of quick questions before we run out of time here. I often see your blue dots, and I always acknowledge them and appreciate them. But on occasion, I see red dots. Are these of a different essence?
Ah, this is you, my friend. I would be very much congratulating you in that.
Really?
You are seeing your energy.
Why red?
I would say because it is a primary color, and it is one that would definitely engage your attention.
Okay.
But it is also significant because it is a primary color.
Okay.
You would likely engage a primary color because that engages the strongest vibrational quality, which you would be engaging a color that would be different from what is designated as a color associated with myself.
Yes.
Therefore, would be either red or yellow. And red would more likely gain your attention significantly.
Interesting. Just very quickly, chocolate and cheese, beneficial or unbeneficial to regeneration?
Regeneration. I would say cheese is somewhat neutral. Chocolate, yes, beneficial.
Very good. Excellent. I think I'm going to need to speak to you again.
Very well. I shall greatly be anticipating of that. And this has been stimulating and interesting, my friend.
For yourself?
Endlessly encouraging you. You are progressing considerably well, and I would be very much acknowledging of you.
Thank you.
Till our next meeting, in tremendous supportiveness and in great love to you, my dear friend, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.